Dear friends, in today's first reading and the Gospel, we hear how two persons are being healed.
In the first Lesung und auch im Evangelium hören wir von Heilungen.
The first one was the case of the leprosy of Naaman, a minister of the king of Syria.
Der erste Fall war von dem Syrer Naaman, dem von dem König der Syrer.
And then another, the case of the one Samaritan leper who was healed together with nine other people who had gone to Jesus.
Und die zweite Geschichte handelt von den 10 Aussätzigen, die geheilt worden sind, und von dem einen, der zu Jesus zurückkam, sich zu bedanken.
This part of the Gospel is found only in Luke. So also the story of the Good Samaritan. That shows how God's salvation is going out to those people who are outside the faith. But they had greater faith. Therefore, healing takes place not like a magic, but through faith.
Und die Heilung geschieht nicht durch Magie, sondern durch den Glauben.
For example, we had been to Slovakia.
Wir waren in Slowakei.
Some people said, we shall send a photo to Father, can Father heal the people? How much does Father charge?
We feel for love the Father.
These are the Satanists or the occult people who do that. It is, in order to be healed from Christ, we must have faith. If there is no faith, no healing. Therefore we can say, healing begins with the sanctification of the heart. That is, sanctification means I must come out of my sinful attitude in my life. Maybe I felt that I was useless and nobody loves me. It's a lie. God loves that person. Even the father and mother or friends, they may not love that person. And before God, that person is lovable. Therefore, from self-rejection, person has to come to the state that I am loved by God. Therefore, the healing begins with the sanctification of the heart. For the wrong, from the wrong way of thinking to the right way of thinking. Therefore, the faith way of thinking must come back to my life. Now, often people come, they want only healing, and they are not ready to change their faith attitude. And therefore, healing may not take place at all. And often people think, oh, this is a healer, so if that person prays, and then people will be healed. Even Jesus could not heal people in Capernaum and Nazareth. Because they had no faith. For example, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verse 9, St. Paul says to a paralyzed man, seeing that he had faith, I command you to stand up. So, faith is basic. If there is no faith in the Lord and that He can heal me, there is no healing possible. And it needs that I change my wrong attitudes. First is, from unbelief I must come to faith. And believe that Jesus can heal me. And He's going to heal me. Secondly, I must forgive everyone. And then I must repent of my past sins completely. Then I come back before God as a child of God. If that is not done, that I am not the child of God, I am the child of the evil one. We hear in 1 John 3:10 that those who are not living righteously and those who are not forgiving their brother are not children of God. Rather, they are the children of the evil one. Therefore, they cannot experience the healing from the Lord. Therefore, I must come to believe, and then my life must be put right. And then also, we must see since when and how the problem came. The ones in Lithuania, a person came from the capital of the country to the place where we were having retreat. And he and his wife and a child. And child was 6 years old. And the mother always had to carry this child. I would not walk. So I asked, what happened for the mother when the child was in the womb? The lady began to lie actually. Oh, so nothing has happened. It was normal. Then her husband suddenly said to me, she had a quarrel with my mother. And her hands were shaking. Shivering. She was very angry at that time. That was at 8th month the child was in the womb. I said, there is a reason. The terrible anger of the mother, the problem has come to the child. And then I asked the husband to take the child out. And then task the mother to relive that experience of anger with the mother-in-law. She relived that situation, asked pardon from the mother-in-law, and forgave the mother-in-law. Embraced mother-in-law. And then I asked her to ask pardon from Jesus and Mary. Because you were not living in love at that time, and that has affected the child. And she did that, a lot of tears went down. When all the prayer was over, and I asked the father from outside to come with the child. So far, it was for the first time the child was in the hands of the father. Now, the child slept in the hands of the father. And when father brought the child back and made the child sit down in front of the mother. And when the change took place in the mother, the change also took place in the child. And therefore, especially when the problem is in the mother's womb, the mother needs to be changed. And then the healing may also come to the child. And the people usually bring, pray over this child, that child may be healed. But the root problem goes to the mother. So similarly, we must see what is the root problem. And there is a situation which is not according to God's way of thinking or living. We must ask a pardon from the Lord, renounce it, and command that power of will to go away. Suppose there was a lack of love, they must restore that love. They must forgive one another. Love one another. And then when you pray over, the healing may come. The important thing is, I must be willing to change. Now, for example, the Prophet Elijah told Naaman to go and wash in the river Jordan 7 times. The expectation was, Elijah will come out, I am a minister, and he will suddenly heal him. Prophet Elijah did not come out of his room. He told the servant, tell Naaman to go and have a dip 7 times in the river Jordan. He was angry. Many people expect healing on our terms. No, we shall be healed only on God's terms. When the maid servant told Naaman, if something bigger was given, it would have been difficult for you. But what we are told is very simple, to go and dip in the river Jordan. Therefore, he humbled and accepted the suggestion of the maid servant.
Well,
And when he did, according to the way the Prophet said, and when he humbled himself and put his faith in God, he was healed. Another thing what we need to do is, when God heals us, we also need to thank God. The more we thank God, the more healings take place. For example, this one Samaritan leper came back to thank Jesus. And Jesus, where are the others? They are not coming to thank me. And Jesus, your faith has healed you. He believed that Jesus can heal him. They obeyed what Jesus said, go to the priest and show yourself to them. The obedience is there. They're ready to humble. And then he came to thank Jesus. Once, in one retreat center in Germany, when I went, the elderly lady told me, I am afraid that I will become blind. Doctor said I will be blind. And I cannot think that I will, how I live as a blind person. I said, you are believing in a lie. Because now you are not blind. There are so many people who have less eyesight than you. So can you really thank God for your eyesight that you have? And I asked her to thank every day for the eyesight that she has, because there are so many other people who are either blind or having less eyesight than she. Next year when I came there, she was there before me. And she told me, Father, yesterday I went to the doctor, the eye doctor. And he told me that I must change the glass. And then I said, what is the reason? My eyesight has improved. He obeyed what was said, and yet she thanked God. With our worry and anxiety, we are not going to be healed. We must believe in God. Thank God. Change our life. And come to God's way of thinking and behaving, then healing comes into our life. So let us really believe that Jesus can heal. And see the areas where I need to change. And really thank God even for the problems that we have. And when we change in that spirit, when we change our wrong attitude, God will bring about healing. I must change. That is the most important thing. If I am not willing to change, no healing is going to come into our life. Nevertheless, friends, again understand, healing begins with the sanctification of the heart. If I do not want to be sanctified, then there is no healing. And then we are thinking like the pagans or the Satanists and so on. By putting my hand, that person will be healed. That is a magic. No, here our healing is coming through faith in Jesus Christ, who took all our sins and infirmities on the cross. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Psalm 103, verse 3. And what God has said is true, I must change my life, only then healing will come to our life. But what is it? I don't have time. Yeah, then you can go back and there won't be any healing. You must have time before the Lord to change my life, only then healing will be there. Yeah, let us pray. Lord, give us the humility to accept our mistakes. And give us the courage to believe in you and change our life. Give us deep humility before you, so that your power may flow into our life. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.